Heard all across the United States, Canada, and around the world. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, our desire is to equip you to not only defend the historic Christian faith, but become an apprentice of Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. To learn more or to find resources to help you grow in grace, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to our website at equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Well, thank you very much, Randy. And as always, my deep appreciation for all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. If you have not given yet this month, I'd encourage you to do that. It will make a difference in the lives of people all around the globe. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Also, as we close out this year, I'd like to use the days leading up to the brand new year to focus you on life practices that will transform your 2021. And on today's broadcast, the focus is on prayer. That is because prayer is primary to life practices, in that prayer marshals you and I into continuous communion with the lover of our souls. As such, it is the principal practice through which we experience being filled with the presence and the power of God. To pray is to experience union with God, sort of like a branch united to the vine. And while I have written extensively about prayer in my new book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, on today's broadcast, I want to highlight the FACTS Prayer Guide as a marvelous structure for your daily prayer time, so that in place of merely snorkeling on the surface waters of prayer, this acronym will provide a means by which you can dive deep beneath the tumult and turbulence of the ocean surface to a place that is quiet, silent, serene. Because deep is where you can step out of the shallow tide pool of your heart into the boundless ocean of God's power and presence. It's where you can go beyond surface things, where you can plunge into a profound experience with your Creator. Every single day afresh, you can begin your experience with God by focusing on each letter of the acronym FACTS, the first of which will remind you of faith. Faith is ultimately rooted and grounded in the nature of God Himself, and nothing is more crucial to a praying person than a proper perception of who God is. In Christian theology, He is portrayed as the sovereign of the universe. He's described as spirit, perfectly wise, self-sufficient, omnipotent, and omniscient. The Bible depicts Him as the one who sees all and knows all from all eternity, the one who wields supreme and absolute authority. And thus, in biblical vernacular, prayer is a channel of living trust and assurance which stretches from you to God, for it is the object of faith that renders faith faithful. And nowhere is such faith expressed more beautifully than in Psalm 139. By the way, that's 138 in the Orthodox Old Testament. But this psalm reminds you that God has every detail of your life under control, even the very hairs of your head, according to Scripture, are all numbered. I kind of tell you how often during dark times the words of this psalm flow through my mind like the balm of Gilead, knowing that God has every detail of my life under his sovereign control, that he will lead me in the way everlasting, provides a sense of faith, a sense of security and trust that makes life work. Faith in the arm of flesh, that's foolishness. Faith in the arms of our Heavenly Father is unfailing. Well, the A in my FACTS acronym represents the word adoration, because our faith in God naturally leads to prayerful expressions of adoration. Prayer without adoration is like a body without a spirit. It's not only incomplete, it just doesn't work. Through adoration, we naturally express our genuine, heartfelt love and longing for God. The beauty of adoration is that it unshackles us from preoccupation with self and places our focus directly on the sovereign of our souls. And what is most marvelous about this is that in abject adoration of the Almighty, we discover ultimate pleasure. Why is that? Well, it's because the greater the object of our worship, the more intense our enchantment. What I've personally found to be most helpful in expressing worship, praise, and adoration is Psalm 145 in the Orthodox Old Testament, which is literally an explosion of adoration. As with its memorability, it quite naturally leads us into personalization. In other words, it lends itself to that very purpose of taking something and making it your own in terms of expressing your adoration. I, you can say, will exalt you, my God and King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. In such adoration, we escape tediousness and we experience transcendence. And that is particularly needful in an era in which we have experienced what William Platcher refers to as the domestication of transcendence. Far from aiming at the domestication of God, we do well to adore the dominion of God. As King David said, "Your dominion endures through all generations." Oh, to know the unfathomable experience of union with God. Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. To memorize a psalm of adoration such as Psalm 145, and there are many such treasures in Scripture, will take some effort. The reward, however, is nothing short of an experience with the living God. It is to experience life and to experience it more abundantly. So if you do nothing else but incorporate this psalm into your prayer time, you will experience a spiritual revolution. When we come back from the break, we'll move immediately to the C in FACTS, which represents the word confession. Now, this is an important part of your daily prayer routine. It's quite natural for your prayers to transition from adoration of God to confession of guilt, because one inevitably leads to the other. We touch the transcendence of God, and it causes us to see our own unworthiness. And there are no doubt hundreds of sins of which we remain blithely unaware, and therefore our need for confession remains great. Again, we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break, as I finish the FACTS acronym that I use in my own prayer time. It's a template that I highly recommend to you because it keeps you on track and gives you a wonderful and meaningful time in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As we go to break, again, I want to thank those who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth by giving generously. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, or you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and a focus on confession.
To help you live an ever-growing, authentic Christian life this new year, we want to send you the unique and transformational Five Books of John audio presentation. Utilizing all-star acting talent to present the life and teachings of Jesus through the words of his most beloved disciple, this resource will draw you closer to our risen Lord. So please request your 4-CD set of Five Books of John when you renew your financial support today. Call us at 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI. Stay with us. There's more from Hank Hanegraaff coming up next.
Did you know that you are an important part of God's plan for the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the Christian Research Institute? CRI is supported by people like you who share our mission to equip Christians to give an answer for the hope we have. So every life-changing broadcast and resource is made possible by your prayers and gifts. As our world concludes one of the most turbulent and trying years in our lifetime, consider the famous lines from C.T. Studd's poem, "Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." For those of us who have set our hearts and eyes on eternity, that's an important reminder. Please partner with Hank Hanegraaff and CRI at this crucial time. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.
The Five Books of John are an unparalleled literary masterpiece that provide a majestic tapestry of the whole of redemptive history. Five Books of John will help you draw closer to Christ and live the authentic Christian life. This premier production from the Word of Promise features an all-star cast of actors, and Hank Hanegraaff introduces each of John's five books with his memorable Legacy acronym summarizing vital background information, facts regarding location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. Presented in dramatic audio theater, Five Books of John is produced with state-of-the-art audio technology, sound effects, and an original music score. To receive the CRI edition of the Five Books of John audio Bible on CD, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Talking before the break about my FACTS prayer guide, I mentioned faith and adoration. The C in the acronym FACTS represents confession. And every morning afresh, the sins of the previous day should drive us from adoration to confession. Why? Because if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just. He will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. But if we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word is not in us. The sins of David, though egregious, yet have become a template for confession. In Psalm 51, he begs for the Lord's mercy. He professes his sins. He prays for cleansing. He petitions for a pure heart, and pleads for a willing spirit to sustain him. If ever there was a passage to commit to memory, well, that's the one. Because if you will but confess in humility with godly sorrow, not hiding your sin, but purposing to amend your life, God will forgive, and He will restore. If you have sinned 1,000 times, you have not come close to exhausting His grace. Like the prodigal son, who confessed, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." The father will cry out, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." All is now thanksgiving. As you take stock of your life, confess your sins, and again partake of the Lord's table, you may thank God for the grace that allows you to again participate in the life of an overcomer. Thanks be to God. And thanks is really the T in the FACTS acronym. It represents thanksgiving. Faith is the entryway to prayer. Adoration unshackles us from preoccupation with self. Confession is the key to forgiveness. And thanksgiving is the gate to righteousness. Open for me the gates of the righteous, I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. As has been well said, prayer without thanksgiving is like a bird without wings. And that's why Scripture exhorts us to enter His gates with thanksgiving. Failure to do that is the stuff of pagan babblings and carnal Christianity. Pagans, said the Apostle Paul, know about God, but they neither glorified God as God nor gave thanks to God. Carnal Christians, likewise, fail to thank God daily for His many blessings. They suffer from what might best be described as selective memories. They're prone to forget the blessings of yesterday as they thanklessly barrage the throne of grace with new requests every day. Oh, may we not follow in their path. Every day we experience the grace of God, yet how many of us daily throw ourselves at the feet of Jesus and thank Him? I personally am tremendously convicted, even as I say these words today on the broadcast. Because how many times has God answered my prayers directly, specifically, yet how few times have I thanked Him? Each new day, we ought to approach God overflowing with thankfulness. Devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and being thankful. That thankfulness is an action that flows from the sure knowledge that our Heavenly Father knows precisely what we need, and He will supply it. Thus said the Apostle Paul, we are to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. As with faith, adoration, and confession, I have found the Psalms to be a treasure chest for my daily prayers of thanksgiving. And while many Psalms are tremendous templates for thanksgiving, Psalm 118 provides a particularly powerful treasury for our giving thanks. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His love endures forever. That leads me to the last of the letters in the acronym, the letter S, which represents supplication. It's proper and right that our supplications tend toward the end rather than the beginning of our prayers. For it is only in the context of a relationship with God that our requests make any sense whatsoever. Imagine for a moment asking a complete stranger to pay for your dinner. Or imagine importuning a friend for help despite an obviously neglected relationship. Supplication only makes sense in the context of connection. It's akin to a child turning to her father with full confidence in his loving kindness. As St. Paul said, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything in prayer and in supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. No anxiety, only peace. The purpose of supplication is never to pressure God into providing us with provisions and pleasures, but rather to conform us to His purposes. As St. John put it, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of Him. Note carefully that I'm emphasizing the words according to His will. We would be in deep trouble if God gave us everything we asked for. The truth is this, we often just don't know what is best for us. In fact, one of the most comforting thoughts of a human mind yielded to the will of God is that He who created us also knows what is best for us. And so if we walk according to His will rather than trying to command Him according to our own wills, we will enjoy not a counterfeit panacea, but what He promised, peace in the midst of the storm. When you pray earnestly as Christ did, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done, we can rest assured that even in sickness and tragedy, all things, not some things, but all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Well, I'm sharing this with you today because I have been using this FACTS acronym in my own prayer time, not exclusively, but it has been the heart of my prayer time for many years now. I don't always pray the letters in the proper order. Sometimes I start out with adoration, sometimes with confession, sometimes with thanksgiving, sometimes by expressing my faith. I jumble the letters, but the acronym is rooted in my mind, and again, it gives me a template by which I can pray, and not only pray my own words, but pray the words of Scripture. As I just pointed out, the Psalms are a treasury that we can use to make our prayer life rich and full and meaningful and efficacious. Well, I thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. As I mentioned at the outset of the broadcast, I did write about this in my book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, as I wanted to root in your mind spiritual disciplines that are transformational, and particularly so as we enter a brand new year. Maybe this will be your confession of what you will do in the coming year, not once or twice, but throughout the year, and become a transformative experience for you. Again, thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. Thanks for tuning in. Look forward to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today. Today's growing firestorm of false teachers, fringe religions, and fierce attacks on Christianity is enough to shake the faith of even the most dedicated believers. When you give to support the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, you help strengthen many who need guidance and help those whose faith is unwavering draw even closer to Christ. Your tax-deductible gift by December 31st helps us end the year strong and prepared to bring you even more life-changing resources in 2021. Please partner with us today by calling 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters and life matters more.
Did you know that you are an important part of God's plan for the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the Christian Research Institute? CRI is supported by people like you who share our mission to equip Christians to give an answer for the hope we have. So every life-changing broadcast and resource is made possible by your prayers and gifts. As our world concludes one of the most turbulent and trying years in our lifetime, consider the famous lines from C.T. Studd's poem, "Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." For those of us who have set our hearts and eyes on eternity, that's an important reminder. Please partner with Hank Hanegraaff and CRI at this crucial time. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.